Blog Talk Radio.
WMCL brings to you the Miss Computer Lady Show, sponsored by United States Vets Incorporated, veterans helping veterans. For more information, log on to UnitedStatesVets.org or visit them on their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/UnitedStatesVets. WMCL welcomes you to the Miss Computer Lady Show. Computer tips, tricks, advice, and also interviews with commercial recording artists, indie recording artists, national figures from throughout the world, and also live remotes brought to you. Here she is, Internet Radio Podcast Show Host, the one, the only. For season 6, here she is, Miss Computer Lady.
Well, 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 hello there. Good evening, good morning, and also good afternoon, depending on where you are. You are at WMCL, blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Miss Computer Lady. Thank you very much for tuning in. I have missed you all more than words can say. I have missed you. The number of you probably wondering, well, what's going on? Is everything okay? Everything is kosher, as it said before. Life can throw you some curves. I'll put it that way. I remember a while back, there were a few who Internet radio talk show host, and the one thing we all have always said in common, just because you are an internet radio talk show host doesn't mean that life doesn't happen. No, life happens. Wonderful life, but some things need your attention, and there were some things that needed my attention, therefore I had to take a break right there. But I am back, and I am bringing forth some updated information for all my indie artists out there. And I need to tell you what sparked this show in just a moment. But first, let me mention this. As said before, this show is sponsored by United States Vets Incorporated, Veterans Helping Veterans. We are, and the R stands for Advocacy, Referral, and Compatriot. The Compatriot Program. Part of Veterans Helping Veterans portion of United States Vets Incorporated. If you would like more information, make sure you go to UnitedStatesVets.org. Again, that's UnitedStatesVets.org. You can also go to their Facebook page, Facebook.com/UnitedStatesVets. If you would like to make contact via phone, 419-206-5979. Once again, 419-206-5979. Let's get to the matter at hand. I want to bring forth with this quick show, because they got a lot going on, but this quick show wants to dive in as far as internet radio podcasting, the differences, advantages, disadvantages, just a little bit of the history, which we're going to get into soon. How it differs from commercial radio, which is going to be part of the information as far as internet radio's history is concerned. A couple of the resources I'm using include Wikipedia.org, 977music.com, and 4PT5.com. Those are some of the sources I'm using bring for this information. There may be a part two, but we will have to see. What sparked this show? There was a conversation on Facebook mentioning about radio stations, the commercial ones. The commercial ones that, I'm going to put it this way, at first wasn't having that much of an internet presence, but when internet radio came forth, commercial radio had found out that there was a great amount of internet radio presence that they had to have in order to either gain a new audience,
keep the audience that they have or go back and get the audience that they lost. That's how much of an impact internet radio has brought forth. There was also in the midst of this Facebook conversation, which got intense, the fact that there seems to be no local support from any of the local radio stations in town. It mentioned three. Had to bring up a little long paragraph because actually, as far as radio stations are concerned, there is four of them. One of them happens to be an internet radio podcast talk show. There's more than one in the area that I'm in, but I need to bring forth that. Internet radio, what is it? According to Wikipedia.org, internet radio, which has also had other names, web radio, net radio, streaming radio, e-radio, online radio, and webcasting, is an audio service transmitted via the internet. Let me put it this way. You are listening to radio, but instead of listening to it via the regular ways of listening to radio, like in your car, or if you happen to have a device where you can use radio in your house, you listen to it through the internet. There you go. Broadcasting on the internet is usually referred to as webcasting, since it is not transmitted broadly through wireless means. Internet radio involves streaming media, presenting listeners with a continuous stream of audio that typically cannot be paused or replayed. That part is true. Much like traditional broadcast media, in this respect, it is distinct from on-demand file-serving internet radio. It's also distinct from podcasting, which involves downloading rather than streaming. Let me emphasize this. Internet radio versus internet podcast. Internet radio, as I said before, is listening to the radio via the internet. You listen to it as long or as short as you want, but if you want to change the dial, you know how you do it, you use your hand and you turn the knob, going back in the day, change the station, or you press this button here for one, this button here for three to change radio station. On the internet, if you want to change radio stations, as you would say, there is a way. You just log off from that site and put the internet radio station website address of the other radio station you're a fan of and listen to it from there. There you go. Podcasting involves, the components of internet radio, but you're not listening to it all day, all night, whatever. You are listening to it maybe a couple hours at a time. Think of it as this route. This DJ is coming on from 10 to 2. This DJ is coming on 3 to 6. This DJ is coming on. Kind of like that. So that's podcasting, kind of a difference there between that and internet radio. So I want to make sure that was clear. Now, historically, we are talking about as far as it starts. We're talking about around the mid-1990s. According to Wikipedia.org, we have a gentleman named Carl Malamud. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but in case I hadn't, my apologies, but I want to make sure that is brought into play. There was the launching of what's called Internet Talk Radio, which was, quote, the first computer radio talk show, each week interviewing a computer expert. Isn't that something? Our first internet concert was broadcasted June 24th, 1993, and the band that was playing at the time was called Severe Tire Damage. For those who are Severe Tire Damage fans, I'm sure you probably remember that time. There was what's called a multi-cast concert during November 1994, which held a Rolling Stones concert. Later in November, one of the radio stations in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, became the first traditional radio station to announce that it was going to broadcast via the internet. What was going on was that internet radio was making a wave, making a scene. You have a lot of people who are, what they say, they're tired of the playlist playing over and over again. And there was something that was needed that was different. So there was what was called internet radio. And it got its start around the 90s. And it's not that it wasn't making waves, but it was making more waves, making more of its presence known around, I would say, mid-2000s, around 2005, 2006, around that time. I came to know about it around 2007, 2008. And it became a welcoming thing. For many shows, there were many people who probably dreamed of being on radio but couldn't. But here comes this instrument, I'm going to call it, of a way to live out your dreams. The people who wanted to be a radio talk show host but couldn't do it. Maybe there were the topics they wanted to talk about that they were passionate about and couldn't do that. So here was this platform that was available. Therefore, the rest is history, as they say. A name. Really, a couple names, rather, who really got my attention as far as. I remember there was a show a while back on blogtalkradio.com called Machine Girl. They were a team of internet radio talk show hosts. One was in Detroit, one was in California. They had a show in regards to if you're a business, you can call and shout out your business name. So that was new to me. I was able to do that. And then I was interested. Shima Gurus, wherever you are, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate you. Like, well, this is something different. So I found out about it, did some research, and had the opportunity to host my own show, which I'm greatly appreciative of that, learning the ins and outs of it. The person who really, really gave the in-depth information about internet radio, his name, Mr. D.A. Williams, out of Dayton, Ohio, D.A., WDKKRadio.com. Wherever you are, sir, thank you. Thank you again. Oh, my gosh, you just don't know. He is a wealth of information. So I highly suggest going to WDKKRadio.com, which is on now, but do it after the Mr. Peter Lady Show. And I was saying before, internet radio became a welcoming band for artists, indie artists, those that didn't have a work part of commercial radio to have their music heard, have their music played, have interest, promote themselves. And there were a great number of NRA talk show hosts, including me, who just did it like, wham, we went forth. And got many a terrestrial radio's attention. Going to take a quick break, be right back. Thanks for tuning in to the Miss Computer Lady Show.
David Bold's Management and Booking Agency, in association with PayUp Management, Mickey Benson.
We specialize in providing the best in celebrity bookings for your concerts, club openings, festivals, weddings, walkthroughs, special appearances, and other special events.
David Bold's Management and Booking Agency.
Celebrities from genres including pop, rock, techno, country, alternative, and adult contemporary.
For more information, call 909-653-2614, or you can email us at mrdavidbowles@gmail.com, or thebestishere1@gmail.com.
David Bowles Management and Booking Agency.
Count on your computer needs of Tulio LLC for online, on-site computer training and consulting. Visit the website at www.yourcomputerneeds.net. Or call 419-304-4564.
Hello there. This is your boy, Steady J, from Life at the Dust Live Radio. And whenever I'm in need of computer tips, tricks, advice, and even great music all around, I tune into the greatest and best Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL, or blogtalkradio.com. / Miss Computer Lady.
Steady, Steady J. Whenever there's a day there, every way, get that little radio shop from me. Doing things, I'm telling you. Check out dustspot.com for more information. To find out everything Steady J is doing. And his phone. And they smell so good. Try that radio commission. I did the wires for him. I can name a whole lot of others, but that's a whole nother show. Let me get back to the matter at hand. Again, the show is sponsored by United States Best Incorporated. This is their Facebook page at facebook.com/ United States Best. The way was being made so much. So actually, I mentioned one of the advantages of internet radio, where in case you need to be heard in the artist, this is a platform where you can come. I mentioned the differences where for commercial radio, it was radio on the internet. Okay? Mentioned a few of this history, advantages, you get to be heard. Some of the disadvantages, well, one of them I have to say came about because there was such a way that it wasn't any harm, but it was considered in some ways harm, understandable. If anybody remembers the Performance Rights Act or the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, this was back in 1998, late October 1998 to be exact. The realm of satellite radio, internet radio, all that. A lot of artists felt that, you know, it was interrupting with their fame. Understandable. So the thing was, a great number of artists had an argument about this, especially a lot of commercial artists you hadn't heard in a while. You were hearing a lot of them like a resurgence back as internet radio was coming forth. You have many podcasts, internet radio stations, everything now, Live 365, Pandora. There is a medium that many artists use now as far as digital royalties are concerned, Sound Exchange, many other internet radio out. You got everything from here, Blog Talk Radio, to Spreaker, to SoundCloud. And you'll hear Miss Peter Lady on that coming soon. But many others. There's a lot out there. So there are many avenues for indie recording art. Now, as far as on the Miss Computer Lady side of things, great advantages besides that. A lot of indie artists always wonder, how can my music be heard how can I sound, show interviews and all of that. Simple, really. The email address, let me give it to you. It may change soon, but the email address at this time is thebestishere1@gmail.com. Again, thebestishere1@gmail.com. You'll need the following. There have been different ways for you to serve. There's called WAVE, .WAV, there's MP3, .MP3, all of that. At first, when we started us in that radio talk show, started getting all this music and everything, we were able to click on links or whatever. Those days are over. I know you all heard on Reverb Nation and all of that. This is the way. Now you got to do it. It's got to be an MP3 file, because those are the best files, sound and quality files. Must have an MP3 file, must have a current, I must have used the past, so you need a current, must have JPEG picture. They got to be .jpg or JPEG, JPEG file. Not like a real, take up a whole lot of memory, but, you know, a good, yes. You need, if you do have your own record label, what the name of it is, the site, if there's a representative for you, who it is, your email address, your contact number and numbers, one-page biography. You know, if you want to be interviewed, you'll need a one-page biography. All your links listed there. And it could be also done via an EPK, meaning an electronic press kit, where you can submit everything. The problem a lot of times of internet radio talk shows running into as far as that is concerned is that when the music is sent, it's sent via .pa. Those are usually file names from the CD. This and other outlets don't take kindly to that CDA file. You have to convert them to MP3 files. If you don't, there's going to be a problem, which means you need to convert it. That's the mean it's too late to convert it. The other way, and this is, and there is a difference between the fear of the payola, which I understand, and then sponsorship. Sponsorship takes you a lot further in the artist than you think. Sponsorship. Now, the payola, you know, the pay under the table and all that, which is illegal, so don't do that. They only need to get played. No. Sponsorship, you are sponsoring the show. You are, let's say, giving away of your products and gifts for free, and your music, anything that you're doing tour-wise, any interviews, whatever, is heard more often. And with podcasting, the other advantage is, with your permission, the whole show, the interview, is being downloaded and passed on to different people throughout. And you're heard more often than you think. It could be listened via smartphone, iTunes, digital, all around. You, as indie artists, need to take more advantage of internet radio. I'm not saying don't make way, because a lot of commercial radio stations are finding out that because of the presence of internet radio, you have to keep pounding, keep grinding, make your moves, and on from there. And believe me, you will be picked up. You got to keep on it. This is not just a once you do it, that's it. No, no, no. Because you're operating also as business, believe it or not. You are in business. If this is business that you want to be in, know that and know about contracting. Gotta know the business. Because how you present on stage, you know, you gotta be on your A-plus game, but at the same time, you have got to make sure your contracts are tight. Please make sure your contracts are tight and all of that. So, think about sponsorship. Think about the submitting process and all of that. And finally, the presence of your CDs. Your CDs cannot be, you know, just a copy made and then your name written and all of that. No. How you see the
I mean, baby, you know you the truth and all, but tonight.
Tracy the Reverie Haynes is going to take me out. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Welcome to the
artist,
y'all.
You don't gotta pop a pill for me to show you ecstasy. Girl, to be doing it like we usually do, tonight's gonna be unusual, girl. Turn it up another level just to show you that you're special. Baby, the neighbors gonna be complaining from all the noise we're making, girl. And once I get you in this room, oh, I'ma act a fool, girl.
Turn it up, baby, oh.